This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Going on, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform of over a million people on social media combined, y'all, combined. I know people get on here and just like, a million words. It's 128,000 on your YouTube, Lee. You can't count. Narcissists can't count. Beep, 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 beep. Cool. I have over a million people that follow me across all social media platforms. I use it to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Sorry about that rant, y'all. That gets on my nerves. They try to correct me and be funny. Like, a million followers? You don't have a million anywhere. Because, a lot of people don't use TikTok, and they don't see my TikTok with 1.3 million people on it. Cool. There you go. There you have it, y'all. Anyways, y'all. So, today's episode is going to be about Valentine's Day in the Hoover. The holiday Hoover, y'all. Valentine's Day is coming up. A lot of time for the angels and also the demons to come out into this world and try to get you back and suck you back into these relationships. but you know how it goes. So I tell people this all the time. Around Valentine's Day, you have to be ready for this. You just have to. This is a very, very, a lot of times, Valentine's Day, what's today, the 7th? So it's in exactly 1 week, y'all. So next Monday, or anytime this week right here, a narcissistic person might try to hoover you back in. They might try to. They might send you a card. They might start posting things online. If you have kids together, they might start saying things to the kids. You know what I mean? Sending memories and things like that, because this is the time of the year, y'all know your Facebook memories come up like 10 years ago. Oh, look at us 10 years ago. We had just got through clapping cheeks. Look how flushed your face was. Some mess like that. They'll send memories, and then you, if you're especially women around this time of year, you're especially vulnerable because they'll start sending you stuff directly. If you're still in contact with this person, or if you just broke up with this person, you might be feeling lonely and things like that because of a commercialized holiday like Valentine's Day, which is wild. Because a lot of times when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, they either make Valentine's Day good for you at first, and then it gets terrible, or they just don't care about Valentine's Day. Like, I'm one of the people that really don't care about Valentine's Day. I don't like any holidays, first of all. There's not a holiday that gets me. I was like, whoa, holiday season coming up. That's not a holiday that I really care about, y'all. And like a lot of narcissistic people will agree. Holidays, to me, my mind, this is how my mind works. I'm just like, feel like the holidays are so commercialized that like you should show. It's just a day, y'all. It's just a day. Valentine's, why show love on one day of the year when you should be showing love every day? Why is this day special? This day is just commercialized. It's just to get people to spend their money. You're going to fall right into it as well, or aren't you? You fall right into the Valentine's Day. You fall right into, the industry and stuff like that. People, Valentine's Day is not really about love. Because it's not, to me, I don't think Valentine's Day is about love. I don't think it's about love. I think it's just about another day to just give gifts and stuff like that. That's how my mind works, y'all. It just is. I feel like it's like a fake holiday. It's like so commercialized, because if it's about love, you should just be able to tell somebody you love them, right? I love you. I care about you. But if you don't get a gift, you don't get hearts, you don't get roses, you don't get whatever, you know what I mean? Do you still love me? I thought you loved me. I thought it wasn't about gifts. Sometimes they'll set you up and say stuff like that. Valentine's Day is not about gifts giving. It's about love and caring and stuff like that. So if you don't, if you make it about gift giving, they'll come get you. I promise you. They'll turn it around and flip it on you. And a lot of times, during the actual relationship with a narcissist, they'll treat you terribly during Valentine's Day. They'll make Valentine's Day hell. But when you get out of it, when you discard them or you break up with them, like when you break up with a narcissist, around Valentine's Day, they'll try to be sweet to you. Now they'll start giving you gifts and things like that. When y'all are not in relationship together, here they come trying to give you gifts and things like that to try to, sweeten the pot. And this is a very, very highly emotional time. You know, so they're going to try. They're going to, because now this is a very vulnerable time for people too. You know, nobody wants to be alone on Valentine's Day. Oh, I wish I had a boo. I wish I had a Valentine's Day boo. Here they come. Boo. Like a ghost. Like boo. A ghost of Valentine's Day past. Come here to haunt you. You know. So watch out for y'all, because this is, be real. This is a vulnerable time for you. I know a lot of people, y'all might not care about Valentine's Day that much. You might be single and not care about it. But some people add a lot of, give a lot of weight and a lot of you know, a lot of pride and pressure, a lot of strength to this holiday, because they get to show off online, post their flowers and stuff like that. You know, post those, like if you work, I'm telling you, they're gonna start sending stuff. Like narcissists will start sending stuff to your work, so everybody else, so not only you will see it, everybody else will see it too. Ooh, you got some flowers, you got some candy. Who did that? Oh, my cheating ass ex. Oh, you had to give that person another chance. They still love you. They gave you some flowers. They tried to give you STD, you know, a couple months ago, but now they're giving you flowers, so your friends and your work, your coworkers think you should forgive them. You see how that works right there, y'all? I just, you know,
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah, like I said, y'all, this is the perfect time for it. Like, they'll use your coworkers, they'll use your friends. So if you work in the office and stuff like that, prepare for that narcissistic person. They'll use your coworkers. They'll send stuff to your friends. They'll reach out to your family and things like that around this time of year. Just be prepared for that, y'all, because this time of year right here, Valentine's Day, and not just, this is not just for Valentine's Day. This is just for any holiday, any anniversary day, any special event that y'all, you know, any time that y'all have marked on a calendar together. This is, you know, this is a vulnerable time for any of that right there, because they'll use it as a reason. They'll use it as a springboard to try to dive right back into your life. They just will. You know what I mean? Because holidays are times of high vulnerability. So if you, so especially if you broke up with a narcissist in like August or September, and you survived the holiday season and all the Hoovers, you are a special type of person. You know what I mean? You got holiday Hoovers. You probably had an adverse anniversary. You probably had to survive, you know, Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, New Year. You had to survive all those Hoovers. And if you haven't went back to that person, you are a strong person. If you ignored all the Hoover attempts, you are a strong, strong person. You deserve your praise. You are. Because it's tough, y'all. And if you failed a little bit here and there, get back on the horse. If you got pregnant or got them pregnant, don't get a Hoover baby, y'all. Damn it. Don't get a Hoover baby. That baby, you look at that baby side eye for the rest of your life. Oh, I was so free from your damn daddy. But they sent me some flowers to my office, and I had to give them some cheeks because I got peer pressure by my friends and my coworkers. No, they're a chance. They'll show up. They'll show. This is the perfect time right here to show up and pronounce their love to you in front of a lot of people too, to put you on the spot. This would be the perfect thing for narcissists to do, to show up right now, like to show up somewhere where you're around a bunch of your friends and family and profess their love for you, even though they cheated on you, even though they hurt your feelings, even though they lied to you, stole from you, whatever they done to you. You found out they were addicted to an addict, an alcoholic. You found out something terrible that you told them, you know, you found out something terrible and you didn't want to deal with it anymore. They show up in front of everybody crying and beg, getting on their knees in front of everybody. They proposed to you, whatever. You know, you've been asking them to marry you for years, and now all of a sudden they show up in front of a huge crowd and ask you to marry them after you broke up with them for cheating on you. Look, you're the only one for me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm on bended knee right now. I come with bended heart, and I don't want to bend this ring. I love you. Please marry me. And you in front of a crowd. If you say, yeah, there's the pressure right there. Sometimes you get pressured into saying yes. They'll put you in untenable situations where they feel like they have a higher chance at winning. If they can't get you alone, they will do it in front of a big crowd. I'm saying this is not just specific to Valentine's Day. I'm just talking about Valentine's Day because it's right around the corner. But this is the holiday Hoover. They will use the holidays and special events because these are time of high vulnerability where people don't like to be alone. You know, you don't have to be alone, right? You can just be here with me. You know, you're choosing to be alone. You don't have to be alone. You're choosing to be alone. That's a big difference. You know, I guess you're choosing to be a strong, independent man or woman, right? This is the holiday season, whatever. But once you get comfortable in your singleness or whatever you have to deal, whatever you're dealing with, once you get comfortable being single and being by yourself, nobody can take that away from you. That's a power trip. That's a power move right there. It is. Once you get okay with being alone on Valentine's Day or Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever, you'll be fine. Yeah, I'm telling you, if you survive the holiday season and the Hoover attempts, you are different. You're a strong person. Because there's multiple Hoovers. They try to use your friends. They'll use your friends. They'll use your family. They'll show up to your job. They'll show up to your house. They'll start sending things. Like, y'all, gifts don't make up for physical, like, cheating and putting their hands on you, something like that. You know, gifts don't make up for that. How does flowers and chocolate or a teddy bear or a handwritten note make up for cheating? That blows my mind. Just like, oh, they're so sorry. Look, they sent flowers to your job. They must be very sorry. No, they know sending flowers to your job means other people will see it and hopefully they'll be on their side. I would give them a second chance. You got flowers. They send flowers to your house. Give them a second chance. Peer pressure. They'll do acts of kindness so the public will see it. So it pressures you into doing it. They'll use, like I said, they don't have to use their friends and family. They can use your friends and family against you. They'll send some stuff. They know if you, let's say y'all live together. Let's say you live together, right? And you move back, y'all break up, you move back home to your mom's house. They'll start sending flowers and stuff to your mom's house. If your mom, if you kept everything to yourself and your mom doesn't know what you've been through, your mom be like, baby, get that man a second chance. Or baby, if it's a woman, they'll pop up at your mom's house. Get that woman a second chance. Or your dad, look, men and women gonna argue, son, go back to her. You know what I mean? But stand strong, y'all. Stand in your truth. You know what you've been through. You know your truth. You know the truth of everything. You know the crux of everything. So I tell people all the time, stand in your truth. Stand in your power. You're stronger than what you think you are. You just are. You just are. But anyways, y'all, my camera's about to go dead. And I take my son to school. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. 7:08 a.m. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm going live every single day. Turn on your notifications. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Avoid that Hoover, y'all. And then my podcast, y'all know what it is. I'll get a few extra seconds. My camera literally just died. I don't know if y'all heard it. It just literally just turned out as soon as I hit that button. I know my camera now. But yeah, y'all, stand in your truth, stand in your power. Hit that 5 stars for me. I'm so thankful for y'all. I really, really am. If y'all on my podcast, if you haven't followed my YouTube channel, follow my YouTube, y'all. I post a lot more on YouTube than I do on Spotify or Apple Music or anything like that. I do more videos than podcasts, you know. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.